this song is actually the first song that I wrote in the process of making Lush.
That's 18-year-old Lindsay Jordan. She plays guitar and sings under the band name Snail Mail. And her debut full-length album, Lush, comes out tomorrow. Lindsay came on the show to talk about Lush and her musical inspirations and what it's like growing up in male-dominated worlds like rock music and ice hockey. And she starts by explaining how the song Pristine came together.
The guitar part was kind of like the verse and all the like interlude little like riffs were kind of like buzzing around in my brain for a long time, and they're like super Sonic Youth inspired, and all of my favorite 90s bands sort of just like I just wanted to like make a rock song, because I felt like all the songs on Habit were sort of tame, and the lyrics sort of came to be faster than any other lyrics I've ever written for a song. I sort of just almost instantly after writing the guitar part and arranging it to its completion, there were lyrics in my head, and it's sort of like this ode to immature, dramatic love.
Isn't that all love, though? I mean, doesn't it all kind of come down to immaturity and dramatic feelings? At least, you know, when you're younger. And I'm thinking, well, that's not true when you're older, too. But let's talk about the fact that you started playing guitar when you were about 5 years old, and you have training in classical guitar. What led you to want to start playing, but ultimately what led you to rock music?
Immediately, I was drawn to rock music and wanting to shred. I feel like I kind of picked up a guitar because of the band in Freaky Friday, and I was like, I want to do that. And I was taught on a classical foundation, which I'm really thankful for, and it's really helped me. And I also do jazz guitar, and I played in the church band, and I've sort of done it all. I did like the high school play, played guitar. And I think rock, it always just was the kind of music that I liked, and amongst many other genres, and I always just really, it felt natural to write songs like that.
And, you know, it's funny, I went to high school for music. I played classical clarinet here in New York, and it had a tremendous impact on my life, on, you know, it opened up a lot of doors for me. And I'm wondering if any of our listeners or any of the folks out there want to share their experiences with what impact playing music had on you as a child. Was it a transformative experience? If so, tweet us at The Takeaway and share your story as we continue talking to Lindsay. Lindsay, you've also spent a lot of time in male-dominated worlds. Music is one of them, sports, and I think you went to band camp that was mostly guys. What kind of impact has that had on you as an artist and as a person?
I think it's something that it sort of put me in a mindset that I had to teach myself to get out of, where I felt like I was always sort of clawing to get equal, if not superior, recognition, because I felt like I pretty much had to work twice as hard all the time in order to be like one of the dudes, which at some point in my life I realized is not even something that I really wanted. And I think it's one of the reasons I became such a dedicated guitar player at such a young age. I mean, I've sort of gotten myself out of that world, in that I make music for myself, and I love the people that I'm around, and I never feel like I'm trying to prove myself to anyone. I'm happy that it's where I came from, and I'm even happier that I'm in a different place now.
Do Do you feel responsibility to help or lift up or influence girls and young women who also want to shred and help them have a better experience than you did?
I do, and I feel like it's sometimes a responsibility that I don't know what to do with, because I really think it's amazing that we're on this like wave of bands with women becoming more prevalent and people being uplifted and people having voices that maybe necessarily wouldn't have had their voices uplifted in the past. And sometimes I feel like I'm a figure of that movement, and I wish I had more of a unique perspective to contribute. And I wish I had more to do and say, because I am a really politically driven person, and I'm a feminist all the way. But yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm sort of at a loss for words, and because I just feel like a front person and a person with a guitar, and there's sort of this unique responsibility that comes with being a woman with a guitar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's an issue that I think women and people from marginalized communities often face. Like, do we lead with our identity or not? And I think often sometimes it can get in the way. But I did want to get one more question in to you about, I'm sure everyone's favorite topic, breakups, and your single off of your album called Heat Wave. Which basically sounds like a breakup song with a lot of rock and roll. Can you tell us a little bit about this song? Because I think breakups are universal.
Yeah, I think that pretty much hits the nail on the head. It's emphasizing the way it feels to be heartbroken and want to, you know, lock yourself in a pitch black room in the middle of the summer, and you feel like it's the end of the world, and you don't want everyone else to be having fun and enjoying the sunshine while you're sort of like under a blanket with your laptop crying. Green eyes, I
don't know what to do. Lindsay Jordan of Snail Mail, her debut album Lush comes out June 8th on Matador Records. Lindsay, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.